With less people using the phone to make phone calls, the more skeptical we have become to taking calls, especially from unknown numbers. Before you give up on calling, double up on your pitch efforts. There once was a time when people would always answer the phone because that next ring could be the next opportunity. However, the onslaught of robocalls have made people averse to answering from unknown numbers. Add to that the fact that some people never check their voicemail or their voicemail is perpetually full. It can feel ineffective to even make that pitch call. The pitch challenge today, call plus text. Calling someone definitely sounds an alarm with a ring, so always do it, especially because few people do. Even if the person doesn't answer your call, you create curiosity with the person you are calling. If you can, leave a voicemail too, mainly because few people do and robocalls never do. A voicemail sounds another alarm, creating even more curiosity. Finally, send a short, direct text. If you are texting someone you don't know, start by introducing yourself and stating that you just tried calling, then leave a very short pitch. I did this recently with someone I have never spoken to before, and I received a response and commitment to my pitch within 5 minutes. There once was a time when we hesitated to text someone, worried about crossing some personal line, but I think those days are pretty much gone if most people aren't answering their phones anymore and using their cell phones primarily for business. In a lot of ways, texting is the new voicemail, but to show you tried the traditional way first with your pitch, call, leave a voicemail if you can, and then send a text. This pitch sequence could prove to move your communication process along quicker without the awkward feeling of invasion of privacy we once felt with texting.